Morning, Will. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. In fact, first things first, how's that seltzer going that what you and Ollie Florence started? What's it called again? Doozy?
Doozy, yeah. No, it's going well. He actually sent a few cases to the studio yesterday, so they should be there this week for you guys.
Oh, brilliant.
Because you drink seltzers, don't you?
Mm.
You and Stanley.
Mm, I do.
Mm.
Competition for me, though.
Oh, competition.
Yeah, I'm with Bevmart. We've got our own.
Ah.
But I'll still like to try.
Take him on, Will. Take him on.
Will, I like to try your product. I'll give it a go.
Tell him why yours is better.
Yeah, I'm all for sampling. Mm. It's the only way you learn. It's the only way you get better.
Yeah, that was our favourite process as well.
Mm. You can buy him out, Clarky.
I can't buy anyone out. I'm just here to promote Will's football and seltzer.
Oh, it's great stuff. Looking forward to having some doozy. There you go, Loz. Yeah. Something
good
new
name
for the fridge.
Who came up with the name?
It was actually my brother. He's involved in it as well. So my brother Harry does a lot of the behind the work stuff for doozy. So
yeah,
he's
like are they made here?
What's that, sorry?
All produced here?
Yeah, in Goulburn.
Yeah, great. Oh, fantastic, mate. Exciting. Hope it does well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Been a bit of fun.
Yeah, I bet.
All right, well, keep an eye out for it anyway. Doozy. Particularly good seltzers when, you know, you've had a few beers, Loz, and
good
you're just feeling a bit...
Great day drink. It's a great day drink, I reckon.
Particularly
easy
in summer,
drink.
And you just need... You just
well,
need...
what I've noticed with those drinks is a lot of younger people drink them.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of my young bloke, my daughters, they are into it.
Yeah, and easy to take somewhere as well, right?
Yeah.
Like you go back in your day, you go somewhere, you take a case of beers. Youngsters now, you take a case of those easy.
Mm-hmm. And a big week for you. Is this your 100th game this Friday night, Will?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, against Richmond this Friday, so looking forward to it.
And personally, 15 goals this season, you must be... happy with your output and how you're fitting into that forward line with Buddy as well?
Yeah, it's good. I've pretty much played there my whole career now. So, really sort of played with the same sort of forward six since I've been at the club. So to work with, Tom Papley, Isaac Heaney, Buds, and, start of the game, it's been awesome.
Tough loss the other night, mate. But, again, there must have been plenty of positives that come out of it for you boys.
Yeah, it was. It was a weird one. Like, we won three quarters.
Yeah.
It's just, letting that lapse of in the second quarter carry on to I think they kicked 8 or 9 goals, which is, just makes it really hard to come back from. So just trying to nullify those lapses we have and play consistent four-quarter footy.
What about your discipline, Will? Because we always know Swans is a, contested side, they go in hard, and discipline is always strong. But I'm looking at your numbers here. You gave away 23 kicks in the first half.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we've spoken about, and we're going to be a lot more red hot on it at training. So I think it's the free kicks have been given away like nothing at the moment. So we need to adapt. We need to learn quicker and. That's definitely something that's let us down in the first few games.
And it's been a tough month. You've lost three of your past four, but the loss of Josh Kennedy, mentally, that's got to be a bit of a hit to the squad this week as well.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of depth, and we'll get another inside mid that'll come in and play that role. But Joe, he'll come. He'll sit on the bench, and he'll still. Lead he's got massive influence over the group, obviously. So, he'll still be just as influential on game day, no doubt.
How have you assessed the season so far, Will?
Yeah, we obviously got off to a good start. Losing the last three of the last four is, slowed our momentum a little bit. But as I mentioned before, we've won a lot of quarters of footy. If you look at it. I think we're fifth for quarters one. So it's really, we sort of know what we need to do. We just need to nullify the lapses we have in games. And, there's no doubt teams are going to get run-ons, but it's just about slowing those down and controlling them a bit better.
What are you expecting from Richmond, Will? Because, they're not the powerhouse they were, but in saying that, they're starting to hit some form.
Yeah, they are. They're looking really good at the moment. They've got a, you know, they've got stars all over the field. So whether that's their big boys up front or their guns inside as well. So it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be red hot on a Friday night. So we're, you know, we're expecting a high pressure game, and that's what we're preparing for.
Two superstars, and you know they play different positions, Buddy and Dustin Martin. But I mean, when you know watched and you would have analysed Dustin Martin over a long period of time, Will, what's his strengths and how do you shut down a guy like him?
Yeah, he's just so powerful. You know, he explodes out of stoppages and then, you know, he's composed enough to hit a perfect kick. So, yeah, he's definitely a hard player to shut down. But, you know, our midfielders, you know, we'll back our boys every day of the week to get the job done. So we'll just wait and see what they dish up. But our boys should be able to get it done in there.
And being the 100th, you got the family coming. Oh, you're an Adelaide boy initially, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I've got the family coming up, which should be good. It's always good to get them up here and show them a nicer side of Australia.
What about the Demons, mate? They won the competition last year and they undefeated this year. Have you watched much of them play? And you know, when you look at them and you think, oh, geez, they're just a very, very good football team. How's anyone going to stop them? But, you know, when you see a standout team like that, and I know you can't look too much forward. You've got to just worry about what you're concentrating on this weekend and who you're playing. But when you see a side like Melbourne go about it, what do you sit back and think?
Yeah, they're obviously on absolute fire at the moment, but I think for them, they value such little things, and that's, you know, they're always celebrating little one percenters, you know, selfless plays, and they look like they're just building a really good culture there. So that's something that, you know, we've tried to do over a long period of time. The blood cultures, you know, the contested footy, rewarding everything, and it's always about honing in on those little one percenters, you know, helping your teammate up, rewarding everything, and you know, the good stuff comes on the back of that. The scoreboard will come off the back of that, and yeah, that's what I think they've been able to do really well. They've obviously got some key players that play key roles for them, but yeah, I think they're just building a really good culture at the moment.
Well, Will, congrats on the 100th. Hope it's a successful one. And we got a text here, Mitch from Robertson, saying he's got a busload of 30 heading up the highway to watch Will play. And he reckons, yeah, 25 of them Swan supporters, but he's not one of them. But he hope, and he goes on to say, just this week, I hope you have a shocker, mate, says Mitch from Robertson. Gee, thanks well, for the support, Mitch.
Love his honesty.
Appreciate it, Mitch.
Well, mate, yeah, hope it's a great 100th for you, though, Will.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
Will Haywood there from the Swans. Keep an eye out for Doozy Seltzers as well. And the Swans $1.55. Richmond $2.45. Should be a cracking night. The Marne Group game there at the SCG. The Swans and the Tigers. Quick break. Brad Davidson's coming up next.